We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Siman Ayin Be'ez, the Ketz Shulchan Aruch, Hilchus Shabbos. The Medrash teaches us that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei Lecha Kehilos, gather together, Kehilos Gedolos, large groups of people, V'drosh Lefneim, V'rabim, and teach them Hilchus Shabbos, to know what we may or may not do on Shabbos. Degli Dal, in the Hagdama to his Sefer writes that just like Shmira Shabbos is equivalent to all of the mitzvahs, so too learning Hilchus Shabbos is equivalent to learning about all the other mitzvahs. The Chasam Sofer says that somebody who learns Hilchus Shabbos brings to him and to all of mankind bracha. The Svarim say that through learning Hilchus Shabbos, a person is able to become a much greater person beyond what his normal capabilities are. Just like Shabbos is greater than the rest of the week, this person can become greater. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that it's obligation of every person to know Hilchus Shabbos and to constantly review them until he knows them perfectly as well. It says the Shulchan Aruch Shabbos Kodesh Ois HaGol V'Bris. Shabbos Gadol is the special bond that connects us. Shnasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Ladas Kibishes Shem Asa Shemaim Asa Shemaim V'Saretz. During the 6 days of the week, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Kol HaShebehem, and everything that exists in the world. The Shavas B'Yom HaShvi'i, and then he rested on Shabbos. V'Hu Yisod HaMunetz, the foundation of our belief system. V'Amar Rabbeinu Senezal Shkul Shabbos K'Chol HaMitzvos. Shabbos is equivalent to all the mitzvahs. Chazal teaches Kol Hashem Shabbos Kol Chasai. Whoever keeps Shabbos as is supposed to, Moichum LaKol Avonosav, he will have forgiveness on his Averis. Shmira Shabbos Kalocha is more powerful than Yom Kippurim, because as we know, the Gemara Masechta the Yuma tells us that to have Yom Kippur be effective, there are a lot of details that are involved. Shabbos works without anything else, just brings mechilas avoinus. V'amar Rabbi Senezal Shmir Shkul Shabbos Kol HaMitzvos. Kol Shabbos Shabbos Kol Chasai. Somebody who keeps Shabbos properly, Kol Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. It's as if he kept the whole Torah. V'chol Mechalas Shabbos and somebody Chas V'Shalom is Mechal Shabbos Kol Kofa B'chol HaTorah Kula. It's as if he's denying the whole Torah. V'keinu Omer Be'ezra V'al Har Sinai Yeradata. The pasuk singles out Shmira Shabbos. Sipay is called Mechal Shabbos Befresia. If somebody has Rishon's Mechal Shabbos, Harei Koev Kacham Chal Dvorov, he's considered like an Akum. Im Negei B'yayin Osra, if he touches wine that's not Mavushal, it becomes not kosher. The Pasha Ofer and bread that he bakes have a capacity of Kacham, it's like the bread that was baked by an Akum. The kind of tafsha shum of ashel, what he cooks, have a kamishur bishul akum. It's considered like bishul akum. Ufresia, what is the definition of Ufresia? Have a fnei asarim Yisrael. It's in front of 10 Jewish people. V'lav dafka, shoyis b'fnei mamish. He doesn't have to be mechal Shabbos in front of them. El shiyoidim me'aveir, if they know that he's violating Shabbos, that's enough to be considered Mechal Shabbos. Gav Esther Peres Yehavya, as the Gemara says, the story of Esther is considered happened in public, even though it just happened in the palace of Achashverosh. We can't call a prima godem. Persim have a sorm Yisrael. 10 people or Shiadeshi Sparsim. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Im Toshim Mishabbos Raglecha, as to Sanegil Hashem, the Sanegil Hashem Yitelcha Mishalas Libecha. That a person who is Mesanig al Hashem, a person who has proper Oynik Shabbos, V'yitei l'cha Mishalos Libecha, he will be given that whatever he asks for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill what he asks for. And therefore says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Lefikach, because of this, Meshabech HaNavi V'Omer, the Navi proclaims, Asher Enesh Yosu Zois, Oven Adam Yachzik Bo, Shoy Mishabbos Mechal Loi V'Gomer, V'Kol Shabbos, Shem Shabbos. If somebody properly is Shem Shabbos or Mechabdoi or Ma'angoi, gives it the respect and the oinik fikoche according to his abilities. Gam kemeferesh al pi'anovi, This is a mitzvah that he has the reward in this world. Besides all the wonderful reward they will have in the next world. Proper shemir Shabbos, ostas anigal Hashem, v'kifticha b'mas aretz, you will be lifted up, v'chticha yachas Yaakov avikav shevdibar, you will have much panosa and atzlocha in this world. The Kutzer Shulchanach spoke about kibbutz Shabbos, means that somebody should wash himself before Shabbos, cut his nails, cut his hair, have nice clothing, table set nicely, house set up nicely. Oinig is to have good food, fish, meat, nice wine, sleeping, if he enjoys sleeping. There's an isser to fast on Shabbos, only if somebody really believes that fasting is something that he enjoys or something that he really needs given the situation. When we speak about Oinig Shabbos and we speak about Kavod Shabbos, of course, Shabbos is a day of Ruchnius. It's not a day of Gashmius. So even though we've just identified various activities which are really Gashmius, of course, when we think about Shabbos, it should be to show Shabbos the respect with Torah Tefillah. As the Tana Bel Yosef says, we just learned Hama'anik is a Shabbos. We have to show Oinik Shabbos, not Hama'anik is Atzmai, not to make ourselves feel good. We're supposed to make the Shabbos be special. Sif Dalet. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Zocher es yoim ha-Shabbos l'katshoi. Pirish, what does that mean? Shiyiske b'chol yoim v'yoim. The entire week, a person should remember es yoim ha-Shabbos l'katshoi. The entire week, he should always be thinking about Shabbos. And that's why every day when we say the Shir Shel Yoim, we say Hayoim Yoim Echad b'Shabbos, Hayoim Yoim Sheni b'Shabbos. And when a person is successful, he should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me be financially successful, so I should be able to have a nice Shabbos. And continues, Shem Dizdam Lo Dover Machal Choshev, if somebody has a good food, Shein Eshchiach B'Chol Yoim, that is not always available, for Dover Shein Meskalkel, and something that's not going to get ruined, Yiknei L'Kovet Shabbos, he should buy it L'Kovet Shabbos. And of course, it's not just food, anything that could be purchased to enhance the Shabbos, that's what should be done. Ube'erev Shabbos, mitzvah shiyashke b'boiker, there's a mitzvah to get up early, liknos tzarche Shabbos, in order to buy what you need for Shabbos. V'yachal liknos gam koyim matfila, one could even go to the store to buy these items before he goes to daven. Uvach lo yacha yidei zeh tfila tzibur, it shouldn't cause that he should miss tfila b'tzibur. And the halach in the Shulchan Aruch is that if by having tefillah b'tzibur, you're going to miss out on these things, then you could even shop and daven b'yichidus. But of course, that's only in a situation where you're going to be missing the necessities for Shabbos. If somebody needs something which is an extra, he shouldn't miss tefillah b'tzibur for that. The Tav Yosef Liknos Be'erev Shabbos, L'choy Shabbos, it's better to buy on Friday, Meliknos B'yom Chamishi, than on Thursday. Achdova Shetzar Chachon, something that needs time to prepare, that Yikne B'yom Chamishi, buy it on Thursday, so you should have enough time to prepare it properly for Shabbos. V'kol Dover Shukainam, anything that you purchase L'Kovet Shabbos, Yom L'Kovet Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, saying these words have a profound effect. And not only what you buy L'Kovet Shabbos, you say it's L'Kovet Shabbos, but everything you do L'Kovet Shabbos, whether you're cleaning the house, whether you're cleaning yourself, whether you're cooking, anything that you do, you should say L'Kovet Shabbos. And this halacha doesn't only apply before Shabbos, it applies on Shabbos as well. If somebody's going to eat or drink, before he eats and drinks something on Shabbos, he should say L'Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. B'tekanas Ezra instituted Shemechaps Megadim Chamishi B'Shabbos, that laundry should be done on Thursday L'Kovet Shabbos, V'loi B'Erev Shabbos, not on Friday. Neshe B'Erev Shabbos Tzorach L'Sasik B'Tzorach Shabbos, Friday is a busy day. The Paiskim discussed the Shmir Shabbos discusses that was in the world that they lived in, where doing laundry was very difficult and time-consuming. We live in a world that we have washing machines in our home. Their halacha is somebody doesn't have to necessarily do the laundry on Thursday. He says you could do the laundry on Friday. And in general, his point that he makes is one should be thinking, what is the best way? How will Shabbos and my preparation for Shabbos be most enhanced? If doing it on Friday will make it that I will have clean clothing for Shabbos, do it on Friday. Doing it earlier in the week will leave you time later in the week to do what you need to do to cover Shabbos, so then do it later in the week.